security analyst concerned about Macau foreign gaming investors' future. Macau is preparing to reduce its dependency on gambling revenue as it shifts its economy, and it might not bode well for some gaming companies. Steve Vickers, CEO of Steve Vickers & Associates Limited, has voiced concerns over the future of foreign gaming investors in Macau as the region prepares for political shifts that may reshape its casino industry. Vickers, who also previously led Hong Kong Police Force's Criminal Intelligence Bureau, recently indicated that foreign-owned casinos could face increased risks as Macau's new administration prioritizes economic diversification away from a gaming-centric focus. This adjustment aligns with Beijing's broader policies and has sparked concerns among investors about potential state intervention and heightened scrutiny. The newly elected chief executive of Macau, Sam Hu Fai, went unopposed in October and will take over for outgoing chief executive Ho Yi-tseng to take office in December. Sam's background as a mainland Chinese-trained official, part of a cohort prepared for governance roles before Macau's 1999 handover, suggests a potentially closer alignment with mainland Chinese directives. After announcing his interest in leading Macau, Sam addressed the city's reliance on the gaming sector, stating that the city's economic structure is unbalanced and that diversification is supported by both the central authorities and Macau's residents. Vickers interpreted the incoming administration's goals as a shift in policy that may bring about much greater scrutiny from Beijing, thereby increasing political risk for companies operating in Macau's gaming sector. With Sam signaling support for economic diversification, the focus on broadening Macau's economic base aligns with China's goals, which seek to reduce income inequality and limit dependency on foreign investment. For Vickers, this shift is poised to elevate risks for foreign casino investors, who, until now, have been accustomed to stable gaming revenues in the region. China continues to pressure Macau. The Chinese government's influence over Macau's policy directions is notable, as officials have previously shown the ability to impact Macau's gross gaming revenue by either encouraging or restricting visitation from mainland China. In this environment, Vickers suggests that the risks for investors will likely intensify in the coming months as new measures supporting diversification are accelerated under Sam's administration. The current push for economic diversification follows recent changes introduced by Ho, whose administration required casino operators to make substantial investments in non-gaming sectors during the last re-tendering process. As a result, Macau's six major casino operators pledged to invest a combined $14.8 billion in non-gaming developments, underscoring the emphasis on reshaping Macau's economy. However, Vickers highlighted that meaningful progress toward genuine diversification has been limited. This suggests that more assertive measures are anticipated under the new administration. Vickers also pointed out that Macau's gaming sector has historically been a channel for capital flow from mainland China. However, this dynamic may be disrupted as Beijing intensifies efforts to curb capital outflows. The security analyst noted that foreign-owned casinos now face tighter constraints due to the Chinese government's ongoing crackdown on junket operators and illegal foreign exchange activities, which has introduced new restrictions and scrutiny on Macau's gaming industry. In Vickers's view, this changing regulatory landscape could make foreign casino operators and their investors increasingly vulnerable to policy shifts designed to restrict capital mobility and increase compliance demands.